Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Man, you know what? I am so glad to be here today because last night I was not feeling well at all. But you know what? I prayed to my friend Jesus and he got me here this morning and that's all good now. I was like, I got to do the children's story today. I was so worried. But you know, we're supposed to give our worries to Jesus, right? Yeah, so now I stand here looking at all you beautiful faces. I drew my mountain last night. I mean, God woke me up. He was like, girl, get up. You got to do this. So I'm ready today. Are y'all ready? We're just going to wing it and see how it goes, okay? Today's story is about the rich man, okay? There was a rich man who wanted the promises of heaven. So here we go. A cloud covered the top of Mount Sinai. Y'all see Mount Sinai up there? Nice mountain I drew last night, huh? Yes, the clouds covered Mount Sinai when God had led his people on a long journey from the land of Egypt. Now, he was going up the mountain to receive the law. So he goes up the mountain to receive the law. Do y'all know who that man is? Who climbed the mountain to receive the law, the Ten Commandments? Moses. Wow, y'all are so smart. That's right. Moses climbed the mountain to receive the law. When Jesus, though, however, came to earth, y'all do know Jesus, right? That's the man I talked to last night. Jesus, remember, when Jesus came to the earth, he often looked back at Mount Sinai and the laws that were received there. He talked about these laws and included most of them in his teachings called the gospel. Do y'all know what the gospel is? The gospel. We teach the gospel in Bible class, don't we? Did y'all go to Bible class this morning? Yes, I bet that gospel was real good this morning. So Jesus was a great teacher. Many people came to hear and ask questions. Most of the people knew what the scriptures had said about God, but they had heard about the laws, and they were read aloud often to teachers and leaders of the nations. But they wanted to know more. They were eager to actually learn more about the law. So one day, a rich young ruler came to see Jesus. A rich young ruler. He was pretty fancy and pretty wealthy. Look at his clothing. He was nice dressing. He was a rich ruler. So the rich ruler came to see Jesus. The Bible doesn't tell us much about his name or why they even called him the rich ruler, but he must have been pretty important in leadership, right? He must have held a pretty important leadership out there. He was wealthy, wealthy, wealthy among those. The young man asked a very important question. Y'all want to know what that question was? It was so important. Listen to the question. He turned and asked Jesus. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal kingdom? What must I do to inherit heaven forever, right? He wanted to know this. You know why he wanted to know this? He had hopes of living in heaven someday, and he thought Jesus was the perfect person to ask. We can always turn to Jesus when we have questions, can't we? He's the perfect person to ask. He probably was already a fine young man, a very good person, but he had the desires to be better and to know more about God. Jesus must have been so pleased by his question, excited even. He had just blessed children and held them in his arms earlier. He had praised the little ones who believed in him. Uh-oh, do I have some believers of Jesus in here? He had just earlier praised little kids and held them in his hands, those who loved him. Is anyone love Jesus in here? Valerie, you know what? You probably would have been the first one in his arms. Now, another person had came to ask him questions. Jesus referred to him to the Old Testament commandments, which had been given on Mount Sinai. He turned to him and he said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. They shall not steal. They shall not bear false witness. They shall honor their father and their what?
Mother.
Do y'all do that? Look at all those adults back there, right? Do you think they do that? Let's see here. So, the young rich ruler turned and said, "Oh my, I've obeyed all these commandments since I was a child." Look at all those adults back there. Do you think they can say that? Since they was a child, they obeyed all the Ten Commandments. So remember that as children right now, when you grow up, you want to be just like the ruler, the young ruler, and say, "I followed all the Ten Commandments since I was a child." So remember that in your hearts, okay? So he was excited, and he said, "I obeyed all these Ten Commandments since I was a child." You know what? It would be wonderful if we can do that as well. Then Jesus said, "You need to do one thing." Jesus said, "One thing I need you to do. Just one thing I need you to do." He said, "You must give away your money so that you can have the treasures in heaven. And then come and follow me." Oh my goodness. He had to give up his money? He said, "Give up your money. And then come and follow me." What do you think the ruler did? What do you think the young ruler did? Do you think he followed?
No.
Who said that? No?
Yeah, no.
No. What do you think? What do you think, Valerie?
No.
No? You think that money was hard to give up for him? No. What, Louise?
No, it wasn't hard. He gave it because money's more important than Jesus is more important than money.
Oh, I agree with you, Louise. Well, let's see what happened. He said, "Give up all of your money and come and follow me so that you can have the treasures of heaven." Why do you think that Jesus even asked him to give up his money? Why do you think that? Anybody? Why do you think Jesus, Valerie, why did Jesus ask him that?
He said, "Give up your money so that you can have the treasures of heaven."
Anybody know? Okay. Well, let's figure this out. We'll figure it out together, okay? Jesus knew the man's heart. Does Jesus know our hearts?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Does he know our heart?
Yes.
All right. Jesus knew the man's heart. He said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," in Matthew 6:21. Jesus knew how important money was to the rich man. It had become a sort of God to the young ruler. The money had become a God to him. Some people like their money more than they like God, huh? Is this right, Louise?
Right.
You're right on point. So, because he turned away from Jesus, Jesus was very sad about this. He wished he would have came and followed him. Jesus was really, really sad. He wants the good life for all of us. Can you tell me, is there any good when we take away Jesus? Is there any good in us when we take away Jesus? No, it isn't. But remember, he loves all of us, right? When you take away Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, he gave up a lot of things. So he took himself away from Christ. And Christ was very sad about this. Because when we take ourselves away from Christ and we choose other things before him, it makes our Father in heaven very sad. But he still have hope. What do you think he gave up? He thought he gave up money, didn't he? But he really gave up his treasures in heaven. When he gave up Christ, he gave up changing his heart. He gave up having hope of heaven. He gave up receiving eternal life, inheriting the kingdom. What's the kingdom?
Of God.
The kingdom of God. He gave up surrendering himself and the most of all that we're supposed to have at all times is trusting in him and following him to eternal kingdom forever. So remember, you guys, Always, always stay in obedience. Keep the law in your heart. If you love me, you will follow my commandments, okay? So always obey your parents, for we are close to the Lord. We are next to the Lord, okay? Obey your parents and keep the laws close in your heart. Does anyone want to pray?
I want to pray.
Okay.
Pray too.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gift of heaven. I hope we go to heaven. Everybody, one day, everybody will consider you being the God. We won't give up changing our hearts. We won't give up having hope of heaven. We won't give up receiving eternal life. We won't enter in the kingdom of God. We don't give up any of that stuff. We should not give up because you know your wisdom, your spirit, and if we have your love in our hearts, we won't give up. It's you. You're the one that we're looking for. You're the one telling us not to give up. You're telling us to keep on going and following you, and I will do that for the rest of my days. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I'll never lose faith in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.